Welcome to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast, where we are turning your dream of writing a book into your reality. On this show, you'll learn how to write, publish, and launch a nonfiction book from the most elite professionals and entrepreneurs from around the world. I'm your host, Jake Kelfer, four-time bestselling author and founder of the Big Idea to Bestseller program, and I'm here to reveal the secrets of what it takes to write an incredible book to grow your business, become the go-to expert, and change the world. So whether you want more credibility, you want more coaching clients, you want to start a business, or you simply want to share a powerful message, this podcast was made for you. Let's go! Let's go! We are here with one of our newest best-selling authors in the house of the book, Punchlines to Profit, Megan Nager, and I'm so excited for you to be on the show and for us to talk about comedy, business, and branding. And so welcome to the show, Megan.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here. I've listened to your podcast before and I love it. So honored to be here. And yeah, you said best-selling author. And I was like, wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Feels good, yeah. Right? Feels good. Yeah. Well, yeah. Look, let's get into it. Okay. Your book's Punchlines to Profit. Okay. I love the title of the book. I love the cover of your book. I want to know a little bit about what is the book all about and kind of what led you to writing it?
Yep. Okay. That's a great question. So I was in Hollywood for about 10 years and I worked as, I'm a SAG actor, writer, producer, comedian. So I spent years doing stand-up comedy, improv, a lot of sketch comedy. And I also loved always creating my own type of content. So after working with a few big production companies, I basically launched my own production company. And I now run a company with my husband that's morphed into not just production, but also digital marketing. And so I've always wanted to write a book, I think since the time I was like 5 years old, to be honest. So this is awesome. So thank you. But I kind of like, and I think I even remember asking you this, I was just like, how do I combine comedy with my business side? Because a lot of times I do feel like I have a split personality. And so after, you know, maneuvering, working with you, I was able to basically find a way to bridge comedy and content creation and branding and digital marketing into one. And it's definitely a unique blend, but it works mainly just because, and not all of our marketing clients, but a lot of them have, you know, they wanted to infuse some of their content, whether it be ads or commercials, with a hint of comedy. It doesn't need to be overt. But yeah, it was just my attempt to bridge these two very different worlds together.
And I think you did a great job in the book, because I also believe that business should be fun too, right? And when you can add humor, when you can make it fun, and you're not saying go to an extreme here where you have to be like really funny in order to be successful. No, you're saying like there are elements to it that can be infused so that your content doesn't suck, right? So that your content doesn't turn people away, it brings people in. And so I'm curious, because you've had some skits that I think are hilarious, that have just gone all over the place, and people pick it up all the time. They get tons and tons of views. And I'm curious here, when it comes to business and content and infusing comedy, what's something like an actionable tip that somebody can do, especially if they don't think they're that funny, right? What can they do? What's one of the things that they can do to help make their content more engaging, leveraging the power of comedy?
That's a great question. And in the book, I really break down a ton of different ways. A simple way is to leverage pop culture, which I don't know why that came to me first. It wouldn't necessarily be my like first way of doing it. But for instance, we have a coffee shop client and they don't want to be overtly funny, but they're like, hey, how can we spruce up this commercial for this new drink they had that happened to be pink? And so it was going, they were releasing it around when Taylor Swift's Eras Tour was going on. So we kind of created this like cute little like punchy commercial basically around the coffee, and everyone had, we did one for Taylor Swift, I'm sorry, but the one I'm actually thinking of was Barbie. I mixed that up. So we did this with Taylor Swift thing. We also did it with a Barbie one because the movie was going on and a lot of their client base just so happens to be women. And so we were able to bring in elements of like the Barbie movie with this coffee, which again, no one's laughing out loud. This isn't like a knee slap, you know, cracking up, but it was just, they really were like, I don't really want to be funny. How can I do something super subtle where also then I'm not on the spot? Like the owner didn't want to get up and start, you know, acting really goofy. So it was a subtle way to leverage pop culture with their products. And then no one had to be on camera because a lot of times people don't want to be on camera themselves and be acting really goofy or, you know, I get it. If you're not comfortable with just being on camera, it's even harder to then sit there and try to be funny unless you hire an actor. But that's one very simple way. And again, like I said, we did it with the Taylor Swift Eras concert. And again, not super funny, just more lighthearted, I'd say.
And I think that's great. There's a couple things here that I think are really interesting. Like, I love the camera, right? I love the camera. I love being in front of the camera. But there's a lot of people who don't like doing that. And so one thing that I took from what you said is like, you don't have to be in front of the camera to make great content that can actually sell your products or your services. Depending on what you're doing, sure, it can help, but not every piece of content needs to be you talking to your phone and camera. You can be someone who leverages the power. That's the second piece. You can be the person who leverages pop culture, which is what everyone's already talking about. You can tap into the current conversation, which is often lighthearted, and people often have opinions about it. They're often like primed to see it and engage with that type of audience, and you can pull that into your own. Those are two really, really great things for people to recognize. You don't have to be hilarious. You don't have to be in front of the camera every second. We can still create good, engaging content. Now,
exactly.
When you talked about it, you said you kind of like wanted to write your book your whole life. And I know that we had talked about, like, I think you said like you wanted to get your book done like in your 30s, right?
Yeah, for some reason. I don't know. I always had that in my mind. Yeah.
Yeah. What was like your hesitations when you started the process? Okay, because I remember when we chatted about it, there were definitely a few hesitations. Like, what were some of those hesitations or concerns that you were worried about when you began this journey to fulfill this lifelong dream of yours?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And there were several, I think, and I've talked to other people even in your program that have related to this, but one was being like, just being totally honest, is who am I to write a book? You know, I'm not like an A-list actor. Yeah, I've done a cool stuff in Hollywood. I've been in like shows and commercials, but it's like, I'm not Taylor Swift or I'm not, you know, because we just mentioned her, but like, I'm not this big, super famous person. So a lot of that almost feeling like the imposter syndrome, if you know that. And so that was one. And then two, also just, which is funny because we help a lot of our clients with this, but feeling like I'm not necessarily an authority in my field. And I just kind of had to talk to myself, like I would talk to even some of our clients who want to get published in things or want to create their own videos. And it's like, you, even if somebody else knows more than you, you have a very unique take on a certain subject. So it's going to be different. It's going to be, you know, interesting, and someone out there will benefit from hearing about it. So it came down to those few things. And then, yeah, just, I guess, feeling like not worthy of writing a book a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting as you say that, because who you became in this process evolved a ton as you wrote this, right? And, you know, the thing that you said, like, none of those things are unique to one person. Most people, when they get ready to write a book, they have some form of that feeling. Who am I to write this book? Is it the right time? Am I the actual authority? Like, do I have enough to say? Like, who's going to listen to me, right? And it's through the process of actually doing the work, of actually understanding. And I think one of the biggest things is around creating the clarity, right? Creating the clarity around how does your story combine with the work that you do. Mm-hmm. Once you've figured out, because that was also something, right? Kind of all into this is, okay, I how do I take my two separate lives and how do I mesh them together? What was your experience like as we helped you kind of formulate that and bring it all together? How did it shift in your mindset of like, oh shit, should I be doing this, to I'm doing this? Like, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one, you're phenomenal at this. So, and your whole team is, and you guys have been really encouraging and helpful whenever, you know, I was having doubts, other people are. But Also, I think when I finally did bridge the two worlds together, it made me realize like, oh, I do have a really unique perspective in that who's a comedian and then also owns a marketing company. Like even now when people hear that, they're like, what? And I actually used to be embarrassed of that. And I used to put my Instagram on private and I didn't want our clients to see it. But then a few of them did see it and they were like, oh, wait, I like this. And also like a bunch of your videos have gone viral. So that's cool. Like maybe we can make some funnier videos. And it's so it basically was validating when I realized that it is a very unique in and not everyone's going to have that experience to tell. It definitely took a while and it took a while of like fleshing out my ideas and trying not to go in because either at one point I was going to either go straight into digital marketing or just straight into comedy. So when I did find that pathway, I started feeling a lot more confident and realized like, oh, there is a way to do this. And even me as a person makes more sense now because I'm like, oh, you can have these two different, you know, everyone has different elements themselves, but this can be bridged together and you don't need to live in these two very distinct worlds all the time.
It's interesting that you say that. Who do you think throughout writing this process, who do you think you became or what might have changed with you and your mindset or anything? Did any shifts happen for you?
Yeah. It almost took me in more of like embracing more of the business side of me that I think comes actually more naturally. And I just kind of had tossed it aside because I live just in the acting comedy world. And so kind of leveling up my entrepreneurial side and like taking it more seriously. And then also even creating content for our business. Whereas like I was just making comedy sketches and now, you know, we started a YouTube channel and I'm filming every week for it. And I'm sharing marketing knowledge and branding knowledge. Whereas before I didn't think I should have done any of that. And I was like, who wants to hear from me? So it really gave me more confidence in that realm, if that makes sense.
Makes a ton of sense. It makes a ton of sense. Let's talk about your launch and let's talk about how that felt like. You launched your book and like just instantly because of some of the categories you were in and some of the ways that you leveraged your audience, which you have a great audience that was engaged. Like, what did it feel like when you actually launched your book? It was live and you started to see people downloading it and buying it. Like, what was that experience like for you once you got to that point?
It was really cool. And I'm going to be totally honest, leading up to it, I was freaking out. I don't know why right before when the formatter had my book, they had it for longer than I thought. So I guess it gave me more time to ruminate, but I was really stressing out. And again, went through the, no one's going to buy this and this is silly. And who am I to talk about comedy or content creation, blah, blah. But the week of, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to do it. And also I got distracted because I ended up booking a Google Chrome commercial, which was cool. But that was actually a good distraction. So I didn't have to dwell like all day waiting. So what I did is I gathered my launch team, like you said, and after, you know, you instruct us to basically put together a group of people who will help promote your book or share it, buy it, et cetera. So once I had that group, I felt a lot better when people were like, yeah, of course, I'd love to share it. You know, you get some positive feedback. So that was good. And then another, like a friend who I actually know from only Instagram, he ended up sharing it with a newsletter that has like 250,000 readers. And he put this like whole page out on it, which just was like, I'm still blown away because I didn't even mention my book to him, which was really, really nice. So I saw that. That was really exciting. And then I kind of just texted everyone I knew, you know, my parents, my sister. And I was just like, okay, it's out of my hands now. I had to go act. And I was just thrilled when actually you put it in our group and it hit bestseller. So it was like a lot of buildup, me being terrified. And then you start getting some positive feedback and you're like, oh, okay, this is working. It's good.
Yeah. It's so funny when I get to hear like, cause I see one side of your launch, right? I know what you're doing to prep. I see what happens. I'm watching it. Our team's watching it. We're supporting you. We're promoting it. And then I, as you're saying that, I get to also remember that you're living this for the first time, right?
Yeah.
Like we've done a lot of launches now, so we know where what's happening at every moment. But you, this is your first time launching it. And it brings me back to my first book because When I started writing the book, I had all the same doubts and insecurities of who am I to write this book? Like, I'm 22 years old. Like, I don't even know what I would write about, all these things. And then when I got ready to launch my first book, I remember that like 2 week span from the time that it's like you've set the launch date, you've set everything. That's when you start to like panic, because you're like, holy shit, like it's actually happening. Like I've said it, the book's done. Like, and now you're like, wait, it really is here. Like, I can't, like, I'm not saying like, oh, I'm writing this book and it'll come someday. It's here. And for you, it was at the formatting stage, because once you got that back, you knew it was showtime. And I'll never forget, I was going through that same exact thought process. Nobody's going to buy this thing. Should I just give it up right now? Like, if I don't launch it, no one has to know that I didn't sell any copies. And I just remembered that my dad, and this is one of my favorite things that he said and shared. He's like, whether you sell 5 copies or 5 million copies, great and unexpected things are going to happen. And just by doing that and putting yourself out there and being vulnerable and owning it, life has a funny way of working itself out, right? You happen to land that commercial in that time frame.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive. Like, could it have been a month before, a month after? Yeah, but it happened right in that moment. Yeah. That's an awesome win, right? The book comes out. You get featured in this huge newsletter. That's awesome. Your community rallies around you. That's awesome. And so I personally just want to say to you, like, way to go. Like you did the damn thing. And it did really well. And I want to know now, as you look ahead, right? Mm-hmm. As you look ahead for this book, like, what are you planning? How are you planning on doing some really cool things with it? What are you already seeing shift in terms of how people are viewing you, viewing your book, viewing your company? Like, what are some of the things that's happened now that the book's out?
It's a great question. Yeah. And also, yeah, I relate to all of that. That's exactly how I felt. I have a book signing coming up, that Misty, actually another girl in our program, she said she was doing, and then she's like, this worked out really well. So I was like, I'm going to try it. So I have a book signing with a local bookstore on April 19th. So that's exciting. And then, I've been teaching this improv class for business owners, which is, I didn't expect to do as well. That was kind of something else that came out of this. And so we have a big showcase, so I'm going to promote my book there. That's going to be, it's a longer class. So that's going to be towards the end of May. I am going to basically, I really want to start getting into speaking. That's like my next step. I've done some research, but I need to do more for that. And I'd like to use this as, you know, still continue to use it as a lead magnet to get more clients, basically. And I've even shifted in terms of thinking, possibly doing some more consulting for people rather than just like done for you stuff with our company. Whereas, I run with my husband, whereas he could do the more done for you stuff. And I could do more consulting, which would include, if you do want to throw comedy in your content, sure. So there's so many different directions I want to take it. I actually have been overwhelmed by it, but things are happening.
Do you find that now that it's out, there's not just more possibilities, but there's also more possibilities that you believe are actually realistic now that you have the book and like now that you are the authority on this book?
For sure. Like, I've always wanted to do speaking engagements, and I feel comfortable on stage. I like being on stage, but what I was missing was what I was going to talk about, you know, besides just doing a stand-up set. So this was like, now I'm like, oh, I could actually really do that now. And I'd feel confident. Whereas probably for the past decade, I've wanted to do that and haven't really felt ready. And now I do. So that's been big for me.
I love it. I want to dig into the book for a couple more minutes here, as we kind of head to the back section of this conversation. And when I look at the table of contents, you know, there's chapters, I mean, there's a lot of great chapters here, but chapter 6 is about different types of content to make. Okay. Mm-hmm. Chapter 5 is how to get content ideas flowing. Mm-hmm. I'd love for you to give us a little sneak peek into some of the things that we should know when it comes to different types of content, maybe how to create a couple of ideas. Like, I know you gave us the reference earlier, but I'd love to dig into that a little bit more and let you kind of just riff a little bit so that we can know after listening to this, hey, these are the types of content I should be considering if I'm running my business.
Yep. Okay, so all great questions. And I really do try to, there, it's half of my book is more, I'd say artsy, if you will. I talk about getting in the mindset, how to get your creative juices flowing. So that's really helpful and more abstract. And then, like you said, chapter six, when I say different types of content to make, there's so many different types of content. And I go in and I give examples with each one. But for instance, one of the easiest ways to get started making content is to create educational content. So, and you're really great at doing this. You obviously are a fantastic book coach. You have a amazing program. And so, you know, your videos are educating people on what to expect through the book process, how to, you know, how to even get started, just all these different actionable tips. So if you, and that could be no matter, you could do that whether what with whatever type of company you have. We have a few CBD clients and they wanted to start creating content, didn't really know where to begin. So we were like, hey, let's, and educational content is really one of the easiest ways to get started. So we're like, hey, let's outline 10 videos of educating people on different cannabinoids and the health benefits from them. They're like a very medicinal type of company. And so, you know, even just a 30-second video on how CBD pain cream is great for inflammation. And even if the, so the owner didn't want to be on camera, one of the girls in his office loves being on camera. So she hopped on camera, made a few videos. We knocked out 10 videos in a couple hours. And that's a super easy way to get started. Another, I'm literally looking at it now. Storytelling, I love. So anything that's really true to you and your company or your brand is really powerful. I think people really love authenticity right now. So we have a, just as an example, a coffee shop company that did the Barbie and Taylor Swift thing, but they have a really interesting story. Their name is The Googan and they're based in South Florida. And a Googan is actually somebody who is just a total mess up on the water. And the way this, the coffee shop was created is that they, the husband and wife bought a boat and it literally immediately capsized like the first time they took it out. Like just everything possible could have gone wrong. They did everything wrong. And they had always wanted to start a coffee shop, but boating they were going to attempt first. So they're like, you know what? Scrap the boating. We're doing the coffee shop. And they named the coffee shop The Googan. And so inside, it's all nautical themed. All the videos we make for them are very nautical themed. Their drinks are sometimes nautical. And so we just had them tell their story, which they told us when we first started working with them. And we're like, this is amazing. Well, you need to share this. And they're like, oh, nobody cares about that. But it really, it's a great story and it's super unique. No other coffee shop is going to have that story. So anything super personal about why you started your brand or business is really great. And then I'll give you one other behind the scenes stuff is really good. Again, really letting people in on what you do. We do it with our marketing company on different shoots. I'll go and while my partner is filming, like, you know, making the high quality content, I'll do some BTS stuff or even interview people about what we're doing and just show behind the scenes and the before and after. And it gets people to see a really, you know, authentic view of your brand or business. So those are three. I think there's a ton of other ones. There's interviews are always good with employees, your customers, et cetera. Again, trending topics or news is good, leveraging that. And yeah, you can, like, if you just stick to these types of content, you can come up with hundreds of video ideas. You won't run out.
I love it. I love it. And that's why everyone got to go get a copy of their
Go
book,
get
Five Lines of
it.
Profit. So, Megan, how do we connect with you? How do we work with you? How do we get the book? Tell us where to go. Give us the goods.
Yes. Okay. So you can go to get the book. You can go on Amazon directly, Punchlines to Profit, it'll come up, or you can go to punchlinestoprofit.com. It has all the info about me and my book, my background, and then also links to my marketing and production company, which is called Wake and Make Media. So you can go to punchlinestoprofit.com or Wake and Media, Wake and Make Media.com. And then also you can follow me on Instagram at Wake and Make Media or Megan Makes Comedy if you want to see my sometimes embarrassing sketches.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So look, I just want to say thank you for being on the show. It's been a privilege to watch you go through this entire process from the conversations of Jake. how in the world can I combine these two personalities of me? I don't even want my Instagram public right now. To yeah. now you're promoting both Instagrams. You're doing great things. You've got a best-selling book. You're showing people all around how to infuse comedy into their content strategy for business growth. And I love it. And so for everyone that is listening to this, here's my challenge to you. We do a challenge at the most of our episodes. And here's my challenge to you today. I'm going to keep it easy for you guys because at the end, Megan gave us a few different types of content, right? Storytelling, interviews, educational, behind the scenes. Okay. My challenge to you is take one of those four ways and create your first video right now and just get it going. Okay. Do that right after you listen to this episode. You're fired up, excited. Take one of those pieces and do it. 60 seconds, boom, film it and rock and roll. It's not about being perfect. It's about executing. It's about starting somewhere. It's about doing the damn work. So, Megan, thank you for coming on the show. And everyone who listened to this, thank you for being here today. We'll see you on the next one.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're ready to get started writing your dream book to grow your business and make an impact, then go ahead and go to BigIdeaToBestseller.com. That's www.BigIdeaToBestseller.com. You can get some free resources. You can grab a free copy of my book, Big Idea to Bestseller. And you can check out everything that we have to help you get started absolutely for free. Together, we're changing the world one book at a time. I'll see you on the next one. Let's go!